Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. That's Doug and the Slugs on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Marissa Lennox, in for Sam.
And I'm Jane. And our federal tax dollars are now being put to work to tackle the massive problem of air traveler complaints. It's been announced by Transport Minister Omar El Gabra that $76 million will be invested to hire 200 additional employees over the next 3 years to help reduce the backlog of a record number of air traveler complaints. The minister is also promising to close a loophole that allows airlines to deny customers compensation for canceled flights. Gabor Lukacs is president and founder of Air Passenger Rights and joins us now with his reaction. Good morning, Gabor.
Good morning.
So what do you make of this latest attempt? And there have been many so far to try and address all the complaints.
This is throwing good money after the bad money. Certainly, at some point, some resources may be needed, but first, the root cause would have need to be tackled. And the root cause is the structural problems of the legal framework for passenger protection in Canada. We don't have in Canada anything like the European Union's gold standard. And the source of the problem in Canada, in addition to the many loopholes, is that the system is way too complex, too complicated, too technical. Deciding the fate of a couple hundred dollars may require up to 1,000 pages of documentation, and that's very inefficient and disproportionate to the value at stake.
So, Gabor, there was some breaking news this morning that Canada's major airlines were hit with fines for hundreds of violations. And what I want to understand is how it works. Is the collection of these fines from the CTA different than the compensation these airlines are required to pay out to customers?
Okay, let me backtrace here. First, that was a misleading headline because the airlines were not hit with any significant fines and it was not happening this morning. It is something that they just decided to announce today, something that has been happening since late January because of the public outcry. And we're talking about very, very small amounts that are really a small change for the airline. So it sounds like nice headlines, but in reality, it's more like a show. The amounts that we're talking about, fines go to the public coffers, and they are meant to foster compliance. So the same way that if you are parking at the wrong place or running a red light, you're creating a problem for society, you are being hit with a fine on top of any other damages you may have to pay if, say, you hit a red light and hit another car, and you have to compensate a car owner and you have to pay a fine. That's really worse. Mm-hmm. The problem is that those fines are really being minuscule, like $200 per violation, maybe $1,000 per violation. So overall, it is way more economical for the airlines to continue systematically breaking the law than actually to comply.
Wow. Hmm. Well, with your expertise and in your opinion, what is the best course of action to deal with this unprecedented situation?
Canada would need, first and foremost, to harmonize its air passenger protection regime with the European Union's gold standard, which is simple, straightforward, and where it can be determined in minutes whether compensation is owed to a passenger. That would have been the first step. Then Canada would need to take a far firmer, aggressive enforcement approach to the airlines that violate the law and issue fines that are 50 to 100 times the amount at stake in each case to have a chance of being effective. If Canada continues to issue such small amounts of fines, it is going to just perpetuate the problem because it will remain more profitable for airlines to continue breaking the law.
So there's the issue with fines, and then there's the issue with compensation for passengers. And as I understand, if a flight's canceled fewer than 15 days before takeoff, or it's delayed by 3 hours or more, and that's caused by an event within the airline's control, it should trigger a refund. Now, I know Omar El Gabra wants to...
I think that's incorrect. It triggers a compensation. And that's part of the problem is that people don't even understand the terminology between what difference between a refund and a compensation. Even a minister doesn't understand it properly. A refund is when you decide not to fly and you just get back what you pay. A compensation is making you right, giving you some money for your inconvenience. Mm-hmm. The problem in Canada, though, is that when you talk about compensation, it has to be within the carrier's control, but not for safety reasons. That's what entitles you to compensation. And that create so many loopholes that airlines were even claiming that not having their own crew members is some form of safety issue, and they were refusing to pay compensation on that basis. That's obviously bogus. Mm-hmm. But this type of loopholes don't exist in the European Union's gold standard. In Europe, if a flight is delayed or canceled, same thing about, you know, 14-day rule, that's similar, then the airline has to pay compensation to passengers, lump sum compensation for their inconvenience, unless the event was caused by extraordinary circumstances. And extraordinary circumstances would be something like a major snowstorm, like act of terrorism, like a volcanic eruption, but not the airline's own operational problems. And because it's so simple in Europe, it can be decided pretty much by an AI whether compensation is owed or not based on the flight number, the flight's date, and public data on when the flight landed at the destination airport.
Gabor, I don't know why the travel ministry is not listening to stakeholders like yourself, experts like yourself, in figuring out the best way to move forward. In the meantime, what do customers do who are frustrated? Go through the CTA or go through the airlines?
Absolutely not. You always have to first make a complaint to the airline. That's required. That's one of the problems in the law, that they have an extra requirement. But if the airline refuses to respond or doesn't respond favorably within 30 days, your next stop is taking the airline to small claims court. Canadian Transportation Agency is hopelessly overburdened with complaints, and just giving them more resources is not going to dramatically change the trend. It's not going to dramatically result in the reversal of the trend. It's more like, think of it as a sinking ship, where instead of first sealing the breach on the hull, you send everybody to the pumps. It's nice to pump out the water and you don't want the ship to sink, but first and foremost, you need to seal the breach and not let water keep coming in. Then you can pump out the rest of the water.
Okay.
Same thing here. First, you need to fix the rules so that the backlog will not keep increasing. Then you deal with the backlog.
Gabor Lukacs is president and founder of Air Passenger Rights. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.